Oh my god! How could you not pronounce Bischoff?
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of.
I mean, it's the most common.
I know. What are you gonna do? So.
High five.
High five.
So much fun. What a
great.
I was really surprised because I didn't know what to think going into this, you know. But you're on the poster. I mean, this is like your first. And then on billboards. How weird is that to
I
see
know.
Your face?
First,
everywhere.
It was that chihuahua. Remember Beverly Hills chihuahua was everywhere, and now it's me.
So, absolutely. great comparison. I don't see it, but I'd much rather see
you. We both got ginger fur.
That's true. A little bit, yeah. I understand from PJ that you invented the fan dance.
I did, completely. Yes.
Will there be an instructional video coming out with that? Or?
There won't be, but a lot of my friends are going to recognize those moves. There wasn't tequila involved, but they will know that that move has been whipped out many a time.
you sound so proud, yet I don't know if you've actually seen the movie then, apparently. So, no offense there. I know that. You did this, obviously, for the free clothes, right?
Absolutely. I just did it to be on the poster. Are you kidding?
I thought I would go into this learning something about women, and I'm actually more confused now than ever.
Really? In what way? Let's share.
I don't understand the need for fashion or buying things. But
you can't say that Rebecca Bloomwood is an example of every woman. I'm not a shopaholic, for example. I shop rarely and poorly.
Oh, really? See, I'm one of those guys. I'm with electronics.
Yeah.
And they do speak to me. I go to them and they're just like, buy me. You know, they catch your attention. So I thought that was really funny. But I thought with, you know, women, I thought, okay, I'm going to maybe get to understand what's going on here with the obsession and so forth.
You did, but I think, was it the freezing the credit card in the ice that completely alienated you?
You know, I heard that was a true story.
Or was it the sample sale where we swung? Yeah.
Well, so then are you telling me, are you more Target or are you more Fred Siegel?
Oh, definitely Target. Who doesn't love a Target purchase? You feel great about yourself for days.
So by saying Target, does it make it a little bit more fancy
than
it actually is?
Absolutely. It's a lot classier to say Target.
Yeah.
You put the, you know, it's French, you know, people might not quite hear what you've actually said. It's great.
Now, is it crazy for shooting in New York?
Crazy in what way? Yes, it's a beautiful place to shoot. It is intense. There are a lot of walls of paparazzi screaming your name, and it's wonderful. It's its own character in the movie. We shot at Bendel's at night, Barney's at night. It was magical.
Yeah, but you act like you sound like you could shop. You just told me you're not a shopper. So
no, I'm not. But I did enjoy shooting there. I can't lie. I loved it. I did look through all the glass at everything and think it was kind of magical.
So I just like to end with stressing to everybody that men, women, this is just so much fun. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.